Baltic nations call for more NATO aerial defense after suspected stray Ukrainian drones hit Latvia. Latvia and Lithuania on May 7 called for NATO to increase air defenses over the region after two suspected stray Ukrainian drones crossed over the border with Russia and crashed in Latvia, with one of the drones exploding at an oil storage facility. Police and firefighters said that four empty oil tanks were damaged at a storage facility in Rzeszów, Latvia, about 25 miles from the Russian border, and debris believed to be from a crashed drone was found at the site. Latvian Defense Minister Andris Spruts told reporters that the drones were likely launched by Kyiv in an attack on Russia and accidentally strayed into the wrong side of the frontier, landing in the territory of the NATO member state. "I have raised this with our allied partners, including within the NATO framework in this region, that the defense of our airspace is a shared responsibility," Spruts said at a press conference near the crash site in the eastern part of the country. "This is shared airspace, and it is necessary to have units here," he said. This would not be the first time that unmanned aerial vehicles from Ukraine have inadvertently ended up in a third country after being launched to strike targets against neighboring Russia. In late March, several stray Ukrainian UAVs hit Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania, with one hitting a chimney at a power station and another crashing into a frozen lake and exploding. Stray Ukrainian drones also crossed into Finnish territory in March. Increasing airspace security. The three Baltic nations of Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania are strong supporters of Ukraine in the war with Russia. However, they have not allowed their airspace and territories to be used for UAV attacks against Russia, the country's defense minister said last month. Echoing the position of his Latvian neighbor, Lithuanian Defense Minister Robertas Kaunas said he expects NATO to increase airspace security in the region. "Strengthening anti-drone defense in our region should be a particular emphasis, and additional capabilities are welcome here," Kaunas said in Lithuania's capital, Vilnius. "Because this is where we have threats today, and they are not theoretical but real, drones are crashing into NATO territory," he said. Counter-drone technology. NATO's Innovation Range last month began testing counter-UAV technology. The Defense Union said in a March 18 statement that industries from NATO allies and Ukraine, as well as government representatives, gathered at the Silesia military training area between March 9 and March 13 for the first in a series of tests of UAV and counter-UAV activities planned throughout this year. Earlier this month, NATO said that allies had tested layered counter-drone defenses at the Capu Mihai training range in Romania. NATO said in a May 4 statement that testing included more than 250 systems such as radars, acoustic and radio frequency detectors, electronic warfare tools, and kinetic and non-kinetic effectors, with scenarios that included drone swarms flown over the Black Sea. Allies step up. The calls from Baltic member states for additional air defense support from NATO comes as the alliance's European partners agree to commit to take greater responsibility for the continent's security, as the United States reconsiders its relationship with the defense alliance and pivots toward other security priorities domestically and globally. U.S. President Donald Trump has long maintained that Europe should rely less on the United States for its security and that European NATO allies should increase their defense spending. This approach was formally accepted by NATO when, in June 2025, allies agreed to raise their defense spending targets from 2% of gross domestic product to 5% by 2035. On May 4, British Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer acknowledged that Europe was behind where it should be in terms of defense readiness, but that allies needed to now take the lead. "There needs to be a stronger European element in NATO. I have no doubt about that," Starmer said during a panel discussion at the European Political Community Summit in Yerevan, Armenia. "We've been behind the curve for too long, over dependencies, over reliance, and assumptions about the world that we live in, they've gone," he said. "We now need to lead out of this, and we need to do it at pace because these impacts are real," Starmer said. Reuters contributed to this report. Correction. A previous version of this article used an incorrect name for the Baltic region. The Epoch Times regrets the error.